Big man blast, yeah. Big man blast, big man blast, yeah. Big man blast, big man blast. Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of Eat, Sleep, List, the podcast. My name is Matt Johnson, one of your hosts, and today the Three Musketeers still haven't rejoined all together yet, but myself and Dan are here. We are excited. We are dropping this episode on National Pokemon Day. Dan, happy National Pokemon Day to you.
Happy National Pokemon Day. I am so excited to be back. I've been so excited for this all day. I haven't been able to join you guys in a few weeks, which has been bumming me out. But I'm back to a normal schedule again, and we'll be back to being full-time on this show, thankfully, because I've missed podcasting and your face so much.
Likewise. I don't know. We talk all the time in messages, and it's just like, it's not the same. We had like a little 5-minute chat right before we started recording, and it was like, this is nice.
I know. This is the one. So I think I've mentioned it on here before, but I'm in a run of a show right now, and I love doing it. We're getting great feedback from it, which has been awesome. But I forget how much time it takes and how much I don't see of people during that time. I just saw my parents for like the first time in a month. I hadn't seen them since. I think the last time I had seen them before Saturday was the Ravens-Bills game for the AFC championship. It had been a while, my man. But I took the time to lock in and do that, and I'm really glad I did because it makes me appreciate stuff like this more too.
Yes, that's for sure. It's a less is more kind of thing that all translates. But yeah, so we are doing this. It is National Pokemon Day. I do want to plug the YouTube channel, Eat, Sleep, List, on YouTube. I have a Pokemon list ready to go for Friday because that's the way I do it. I don't want to adjust the days I drop videos. We do Mirror List Monday and Fun List Friday, and this Fun List Friday will be the Pokemon list. Now, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, you'll know that I did a Pokemon list many, many years ago. With Ryan Holt Bailey, and it was a very fun time, and if you don't want to dig that out, you know, again, I put some time into the video and editing, and it's a lot of fun, but I've always wanted to do this list with you, Dan. I think we actually did it for a What's Going On episode. I did want to do something Pokemon related with you for Eat Sleep List specifically, and I mean, there's a ton of different avenues we could go into, but I figured, you know, it's Pokemon Day, so I figured this out. The game came out February 27th, 1996. That was the beginning of the Pokemon company, basically, and the beginning of the Pokemon craze. Why don't we go back and look some games up, right? I think that they would make it 29 years old. I think 29 full years around the 29 years in business. So let's go take a look at our top 10 favorite games from the Pokemon franchise.
Hell yeah. Yeah, this was a great suggestion for a list. I had a great time putting this together. It made me reminisce on a lot of great games that I used to play and some that I still dabble in to this day in some senses. Like you said, I absolutely love Pokemon. I don't know how you couldn't if you grew up in the era we grew up in where it was, you know, the Kanto region, it was the original Indigo League, and Ash is slowly making his way through the gyms, and more Pokemon were introduced. Now it's overwhelming, and I can't keep up with it. It's a lot. But the OG era of Pokemon was something I will never forget. Quick story as far as fun Pokemon stuff from our childhood. I don't know if I've actually ever told you this. So one of my best friends, my friend Jimmy, who I've known since kindergarten, I have this story of him from first grade where he was walking with a friend, wasn't paying attention in the hallway at school, and he walked into a door. And he walked into it so hard he needed 6 stitches in his forehead. He just wasn't looking at it, just whap, like he just smacked himself.
Jeez.
So he got the stitches, and he was fine. He's one of those kids that's just numb to everything. But he did so good that his dad bought him 3 packs of Pokemon cards on the way home. Pulled 3 Charizards.
Wow.
And I wouldn't believe it, except he brought him in to show us the next day that he pulled 3. 1 holographic, 2 regular. He got
damn it.
Good for him.
That is some incredible luck.
Never pulled a Charizard until one time when we did a pack opening on my show with Tyler. I've never pulled a Charizard before that. And that was just to have the insane luck to pull 3. Wild.
I have a bad. Actually, I've never told this one before. I've never said this one before, this story. So I was at a birthday party, ice skating birthday party in the 4th grade, and the goodie bag was a pack of Pokemon cards. So I got mine, and I still pisses me off to this day. I hate myself for this. I got my pack, but I hated the character that was on the front of it. I think it was like a Wigglytuff or something like that. I'm like, eh. I don't care for this. So I traded it with somebody, and that person ended up opening the pack of cards, and there was a holographic Blastoise in it, which is something that I had always wanted. And I can't even remember what my holographic card was, but I know it ruined the rest of the day for me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a bad one, dude.
Yeah. Oof. That's my life. That's my life. Yes, that is my life.
Do you remember what your first pack was, what you got in your first pack?
I do. I actually tell this story on the YouTube channel video for Friday, but my very first pack I ever got, it was a Saturday. We were leaving my sister's dance practice, and my mom just knew that I was just getting crazy for it. I was a little bit of a late bloomer. So we went to Target, and she went in and she just bought me a pack, and it was a fossil pack. It had, yep. I think there was a Kabuto. I think there was Omanyte. There might have been an Aerodactyl card. But that was my first pack of Pokemon cards. And nice. Just so cool. It's so cool. Like you always remember your first. I feel like usually you always remember your first. What was your first?
My first, I remember the big card I pulled was a Nidoqueen. So Nidoqueen was in my first pack. And then I had Pikachu in my first pack, which I was really lucky to get. Dotrio was in my first one, and I believe Marowak. Those are the Pokemon I can remember that were in my first ones.
Dude, it's so crazy. I miss that.
Me too.
I miss those times.
And recently too, before we get into the list, I've had the nostalgia to like buy a pack of cards or like buy a set and just do some pulls, but it's such a craze right now. You can't freaking find them anywhere.
Yeah, it's like, every time I go to like Walmart, they're just cleaned out.
It's impossible. Crazy. You got to like order them. It's bad.
And that speaks volumes to the staying power of Pokemon. Like, I think that's why this thing is so massive. On the YouTube video, I'm just spoiling my whole YouTube video, but I said, in my lifetime, there were 2 great fictional worlds created, Pokemon and Harry Potter. And I think Pokemon blows Harry Potter out of the water because it stays relevant. Like, Harry Potter had its great run. Yes, there's some fans who will always love it forever. But Pokemon, okay, new generation of people, new generation of people, new generation of people, keeps pulling new generations of kids in. And that's I think that's it speaks, you know, to the people in making decisions for Pokemon. I think it speaks volumes
100%
to how they've been able to run it. But very excited to do this list with you. Dan, are you ready to make a list?
Let's get into it, my man. I'm so excited.
All right. Everybody, this is the Pokemon game list. Dan, you're number 10.
So I'm going to start off with one that's cheating because it's not a Pokemon game by nature. So but that's why it's number 10. It's Super Smash Brothers, and I'll tell you why.
I'll allow it.
From the beginning of Super Smash Brothers, Pokemon has been an integral part of that game, between Pikachu being one of the playable characters from the very beginning, to Pokeballs being an item where you could start using them, to them incorporating Mewtwo as a character, to Pokemon Trainer where you can flip between the three.
He's my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, I love using Pokemon Trainer. So now they have Lucario involved. They have a bunch of Pokemon that you can get. You get the Master Balls in certain games, and you throw those out, and you get the legendaries that pop out. Like, come on, that stuff's so cool. And at its core, that's exactly what Pokemon are meant to do, right? They're meant to fight, like they're meant to battle each other. And to
Yeah.
see them go up against every other Nintendo character has always been really fun. And I would say, that one doesn't counter that. But they've made it such an intricate part of that game that I feel like it definitely deserves a place. So that's why I put it low and I included it, Super Smash Brothers, at my number 10.
Excellent. Yeah, I have no qualms about that. More and more Pokemon have been a part of it. The environments, you brought up a great point. I think it was for the GameCube. Whatever Smash Brothers was for the GameCube, I think it was Melee.
Yes,
I think it was
Melee
Melee.
was.
I had a friend that had a GameCube, and I adored playing that game because of the I just wanted to play on the Pokemon level where it would change. Okay, water. We have a water level, and then the environment changes. I thought that was the coolest thing.
I loved that stage. That was the one that started me off because Cheese Man had it, of course, and we would just put together the highest tournaments we could and just run everybody against each
Yeah,
other.
good times. I love Smash Brothers.
Me too.
But yeah, that's probably my favorite stage. So I love that choice for your number 10, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You get no pushback from me. All right, my number 10. So this is my very first Pokemon game that I ever owned, and it was not one of the traditional ones. My number 10 is the Pokemon Trading Card Game. It came out for the Game Boy Color, but it played like the actual Pokemon game. Like you would collect, you would go to different, they call them clubs, not gyms, but you would go and you'd fight different card players. You'd have a Pokemon duel, and you'd get a pack of cards every time you won. You'd face their gym leader, you'd get a medal, and you could take it back to this thing and unlock even more cool cards. And you could build your own decks, and they had pre-made decks. It was really neat. For somebody who never really figured out how to play Pokemon cards, it was really cool to play this and understand. Because it was a fun little just gateway into this larger world. But I remember my clear purple, transparent Game Boy Color and having that game thrown in the back, and it was just really cool. And yeah, that was my intro. That was my very first Pokemon game. And I was a late bloomer. I probably got that in 98, maybe early 99, to be honest with you, well after the craze started. But yeah, number 10 Pokemon trading card game.
Very good. That's a forgotten one.
Yeah.
A lot of people kind of gloss over it, but I remember that from childhood. And if you're just trying to get involved with doing the game and stuff like that, that's a great way to start, is just passing the time, just going through that, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, they did a good way of like digitizing basically all of their Pokemon cards. Like it was a really cool thing. I think they have like an online, like an app Pokemon game now. And that might have been a precursor to it. Like, how cool would that have been if you had a Link system cable and somebody else that you knew and you just played Pokemon cards on your Game Boys together? So,
Exactly. Very good. I love that.
thank you. All right, on to your number 9.
I've got another obscure one in my number 9 slot, and it's the Pokemon Puzzle League for the N64.
Ooh, okay.
This one is very non-traditional because it's not your typical Pokemon game. It's basically Pokemon Tetris, and you're just like solving
I'm
puzzles
so
and
bad
making
at it.
your way through the league with that. But it was really good, and it really the style was different too, because you had the different levels of difficulty with those stages and which game mode you really wanted to play on. And it's a cult classic, I feel like, just because the visuals, it was cool seeing all the backgrounds of like Ash and Gary, and like the sound effects were great in that game. It still had the Pokemon environment, even with it being, it was Tetris under the guise of it, but it's still something that when I see that game cover, it brings out the specific nostalgia in me.
Yes.
So I wanted to throw that on there because it's one of the more obscure ones, but I'll always have a place for it. So Pokemon Puzzle League is my number 9.
Great choice. It is a lot of fun, but I must say I cannot get past the first level. It is so difficult. But just everything. I mean, it's legit. Looks like the animation looks like they just ripped it from the cartoon. Like it's how like spot on. Like they didn't try their own 3D models. They just okay. Here's the art animation for these characters, and we're putting it on there. And it was visually very beautiful and a very fun way to have a puzzle game. So
yeah, 100%.
Great choice.
Thank you.
All right, my number 9. This is probably, I think this one was the first Pokemon game that I had bought in a very, very long time. But when I bought my Nintendo Wii, I had seen that there was a game called Pokemon Battle Revolution. And basically what it was Stadium, just upgraded severely, graphically, a lot more Pokemon. I think they use like you could use like the Pokenet feature and download like your Pokemon, because at that time there was it started this online storage unit for all your Pokemon, so you can bring them up through the various generations, but you can pull them from that. But also there was the rental system in it, and it was just really cool to see Pokemon updated in much modern graphics. Just everything was just visually gorgeous. The different arenas you're fighting in, a lot of the special effects. It was really, really cool, and it became like a little bit of a party favorite. And sometimes I bring my Wii to just hangouts, little gatherings and whatnot. And we just play that. So Pokemon Battle Revolution for the Wii, I think it's an underrated, forgotten gem. And at that point, the next step up from Stadium. So.
Yeah, I've never played that one before, but you make it sound really, really appealing, honestly.
It probably like it looks so much better in my head right now, but I'm sure if I went and played it, it looks like crap, but it's also been out for like 15, 16 years. So.
Exactly. Yeah, the Wii is not a new system anymore, unfortunately. It's wow, holy crap. I'm just realizing if it came out in 2006, it's almost 20 years old.
Yeah.
Wow, we're old.
Yeah, we certainly are. We certainly are. All right.
Oh man. All right. On that note, well, once I just realized how close I am to the grid. No, I'm just kidding. my number 8. I'm going to such a good spinoff of Pokemon that really just should not have worked and should not be as big as it is, but it deserves it 100%. Detective Pikachu. It's just, it's the most hilarious, like, man, it shouldn't have worked. One day, like, this Pikachu just pops up that says, oh, I'm the greatest detective in the world. Like, I'm a really, really good one. Encounters Tim Goodman, who is understanding what he's saying, and they go off and they solve this huge mystery together that ties into the Pokemon world, like all these things happening with different Pokemon, and it's just the most creative thing ever. And the fact that they made a movie based on it shows the impact that it had on the industry and how creative it really was, where they would use it to put something on screen with it too. It was such a fun change of pace from the Pokemon games, and it just made once you thought you couldn't love Pikachu anymore, they went and did something like that with him, and it made him even better somehow. Yeah. It's just the best. So Detective Pikachu goes at my number 8.
Excellent choice. Yeah, I think my brother had this one, but it was cool that, like, I think you realize that, like, Pikachu is as versatile as Mario, which is like great for Nintendo, because like Mario, you could put in anything, right? He's a doctor, he's got the plumber shtick, which is his normal thing. He's a kart racer, he's a baseball player. I think there's a soccer game, and you could do that with Pikachu. There's a lot of different things you can do with Pikachu, but the detective one was like the best one.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was just hilarious. Seeing him with the cap and that little old man hat and the – we used to call them the paper boy hats. But yeah, there was I think that's a great one, and it's again, strongly shows how versatile Pikachu can be.
So good. So good.
Absolutely. All right. Man, we were making really good time. Number eight for myself. This is my newest game on here, I'm pretty sure. It came out 2-3 years ago. It's Pokemon Snap 2. Pokemon Snap 2. I was so excited when they announced this game. Just be for an updated version of the Pokemon Snap franchise. And it is so visually beautiful. Like, seriously, I cannot, like, I played it over and over and over again. And I got to commend them because every time you play, it's different. Like, the environment is different. They have, like, night and day levels for this one. You could do certain things. Like, something you do one and one run through will affect the next time you come through. And as a photography lover, that was a really nice touch. And, like, again, it shows the versatility of Pokemon. There really aren't photography games, right? Like, there might be, like, GTA San Andreas. You could do it. You could use a camera for certain stuff, or Bully maybe. But there's not, like, a game dedicated to taking pictures. And it's just so peaceful. They did such a good job of building up these environments. There's still so much, like, mystery and behind trying to get certain characters to pop up. I think it's there's so much charm in it. So, Pokemon Snap 2, that is my the newest one on my list, and just so much fun. Just so much fun.
Excellent. I haven't played that one yet, but I've heard nothing but really good things about it. So I have to invest in it eventually and give it a shot.
I recommend it. It's if you're looking for a relaxing video game, that's the way to go. And this has so many more Pokemon in it. So many more.
Yeah, that was my only problem with the first one. It was very limited with how much you could find. Like, once you found everything, you found everything. That was it. That was it. You could beat it in like 8 hours if you wanted to, really.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Very good. I love that choice. My number seven. So like I mentioned before, I haven't played a lot of the newer Pokemon games, but let's talk about that one, the one that made me buy a Nintendo Switch, which was Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu. I thought it was so creative to launch that game as a remake of Pokemon Yellow and just go all out with it and make it as freaking beautiful as they did. I never played Yellow when I was a kid. I know that was the sought after color because you get Pikachu as the companion and you could get all three of the starters within your set too, which is, you know, if you're following the Pokemon show, that's the way everybody kind of wanted to play the game in a sense. Not necessarily on my end, but, that's how it went. But I always wanted to go back and play it. I was always dying to do so. And this gave me the chance to do that. And I saw, I can't remember if I saw a gameplay of it or something like that. And it made me go, you know what? I think I need to go out and buy a Nintendo Switch. Like, I think this is the sign to push me over. And Breath of the Wild was already out too. So I knew that I would be able to use it when I was really, really, really wanting to play it. And it was just a blast. I had so much fun with it. It's a great game. And visually, like you were saying with Pokemon Snap 2, it is just beautiful. Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu is my number seven.
That's a great choice. I will have more to say about that at some point on this list. So fantastic choice. Fantastic choice.
Perfect.
All right. My number seven, this is going back to the Game Boy Color. This isn't one of those little offshoot non-main games, which has basically been my entire list up to this point. I'm going to go Pokemon Pinball here. All right, for those who don't know, I don't know if I've really talked about it much, but I am obsessed with pinball and pinball games. If I see a pinball machine, I have to stop and give it a go. I just do. And I especially love digital video game pinball games. And this was a cool one. I really like just like the colors of it. It's very they have a red and blue mode, which is cool. You can you're basically objective. You're hitting, you know, you're playing pinball. You're doing all these certain challenges. You're still trying to catch all 150 Pokemon, but you got to go through the different games to do so. They have all the cool sprites with all the cool, you know, the noises that they make, the cries, and it's just fun. The only thing I wish, and obviously there was no, they really couldn't do much about it because it was on the Game Boy Color, but that the full screen was in view because it sectioned it into halves. So if it got up to a certain point, the screen would jump up to it. They gave you enough time to kind of really adjust and keep up, but yeah, Pokemon Pinball is a great one. A lot of games and things have tried to go the pinball route, and some of them have been really good. Some of them haven't been good. I remember Sonic Spinball. I liked it. I don't think it got great reviews. I'm sure there's been other digital. I used to play a bunch of Marvel ones on my phone. I have on my Oculus a Star Wars one where I'm actually like, you stand there and you got to hit the button to click the things, and it's really, and you could pull the lever, or it's really cool. But this was a really nice touch, another relaxing game, and there's a point to it, right? You're chasing down trying to catch Pokemon. So yeah, Pokemon Pinball number 7.
I love that. I didn't know that about you, that you like pinball that much. I'm
Yeah.
really a pinball fan too.
Are you really?
Yeah, those machines are so unique, I feel
Yeah.
like. And if you see a really well-designed one, it can be so cool. It makes me happy that you had that on your list because it missed mine. So I was hoping you would include it just so it could get some shine.
You know, I do. I'm glad you said that too, because this is an important point that I'm trying to get through with the YouTube channel. Is that like you and I, Dan? We've been tight for like what, 4 years now? I mean, really
Yeah,
tight
just
for 4 years,
about.
and we've never known that about each other. And this is like this other like, okay, there's another ice. Not that there's much ice to break between us, but boom, there's something else we got in common. How much we love it. Yeah, there's some really gorgeous pinball machines, like well-made pinball machines out there. And I would, honest to God, if I won a lottery, a pinball machine would probably be a must purchase easily.
Yeah, 100%. Very cool.
Thank you.
My number 6 is special to me for it kind of it like era reasons of different things. So you get to the point in your life where you can kind of buy your own video games and do stuff for yourself for the first time. And when I was, you know, like a 8th grade, freshman, sophomore, like those years of my life, I was already working like pretty steadily. I would make my own money. I'd babysit. I'd go do odd jobs for people. And then when I was 15, I got my own paper route for the first time, and I started making money doing that. And I had two routes on either side of my street that I would just do every day and rake in cash. So the Nintendo DS era was a great era for me because I could buy games as soon as they came out. If I
Oh, yeah.
really wanted something, I could just, you know, go to GameStop with my mom and just pick it up. But Pokemon Diamond and Pearl was a significant one because I was able to buy that game right away. It was one of the first times for a Pokemon game I could just be like, okay, I'm getting it. And I could take it everywhere. I could play it at lunch at school. I could play it backstage at rehearsals at different places. And that was a fun one. I didn't know a lot of that. That was the first time where I was kind of like, okay, I'm really starting to not get familiar with these Pokemon at all. Like this is the time. But it was cool because it did the split screen between the top and bottom for the DS, like
Yeah.
Nintendo did with a lot of their games. And it had like it almost like a guide with it that you could just use on the bottom screen
So
through
cool.
the whole thing. It was cool and it wasn't because it also had this one feature that you could look up the type and see what it was weak against on the bottom of your screen. And it was like, it kind of takes the point out a little bit of like the guesswork and like memorizing it and the strategy of everything, which I did like that aspect of it.
I see.
But the cool thing with the Diamond and Pearl series specifically is because the Wi-Fi was so different on the Nintendo DS, there was so much more connectivity to other devices without having to, you know, use cords or anything like that.
Yeah.
You could like migrate Pokemon from the Game Boy Advance to Diamond and Pearl by putting the cartridge in too. There was a lot of connectivity that stayed the same between it, but it also had like the new aspects that were really great with it too. It'll always have a really good place in my heart. Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, specifically Pearl, because that's the one I played.
Excellent choice. Yeah, it's always fun to connect a game or something like that with a milestone in your life, and that's the beauty of life, I guess, right? Like, that's cool that you remember this is the first Pokemon game that I bought. That was mine. I didn't have to ask for money to go get it. I earned it, and I earned that game. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that DS era was special. I never had one, but my brother did. He had a lot of cool games for it, but I remember I think that might have been around the time he really started getting into Pokemon. So,
good.
So that's an important era. Very good. Very good, number six.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So here's my first of the mainline games. And this was the first one that I had of the mainline games, that I played of the mainline games. Pokemon Gold. I just did Gold/Silver because they're both, I mean, they're the same thing, basically. Just the one has the Lugia on the cover, and the other one had Ho-Oh. But, incredible games. I like how, I mean, at that time, how advanced they felt. They used, they had a cell phone feature on there where you can get a trainer's phone number and they can call for rematches, and it's a great way to level up your Pokemon and get some experience. They had the radio station in Gold, Silver. And also, I really liked that this is my favorite aspect, and I didn't learn this until a little bit later on. But you could, after beating the Johto region, you can go back into Kanto, and it's very dumbed down. Like it's not like as in depth, but you can go and battle all the gym trainers. You can catch a lot of the Gen 1 Pokemon in this area and access a lot of that stuff, learn some new things. To me, that's awesome. You don't see that too often in games where it lets you go back and play a whole older generation world, like Root. Which is crazy. I mean, the map, that's a lot of data to have two like full game maps on your thing. But I really liked it. I really, really enjoyed it. That was the last generation where I really knew the Pokemon. Like, I have a decent knowledge of them, you know, and Miltank and Sudowoodo and all those. But yeah. I remember my parents got me like a light adapter because we used to drive down to Disney World. And I remember having this game and have the light, it would flat. When it got really dark out, it would light up my Game Boy so I can see it and play it. So, Pokemon Gold, Silver is my number six.
Very good. Love that. Man, I'll have a little bit more to say about that, too.
Okay.
It's such a nostalgic era for me.
It's great. I will say Cyndaquil was my main one here.
I was a Totodile guy. I don't know why, but I really like Totodile.
I'm normally a water type, but there's something about Cyndaquil that I just liked. And actually, you know what? I didn't hate Chikorita. Right? That was the grass one, right?
Hate her either. Yeah. Yeah, Chikorita, Bayleaf, and then I can't remember what her final evolution was.
Yeah, but
Tyler's
yeah.
Probably screaming at me right now cuz he knows.
Very good. Yeah, we are on to our top five. Dan, what you got?
Top five. Let's go with the one of the ones from the true nostalgia era of my childhood, which is Pokemon Stadium. Of course, the original 150, you're battling your friends with them. Like, come on, man. It just strictly based on that. Even the gym battles were really fun, having to make your way through those. and just doing some fun stuff in the main game with like rented Pokemon and stuff like that. Definitely limited, right? But that's also why they expanded past 150. Can you imagine if they just kept 150 Pokemon the entire time? The show would never have been a success at all.
No,
It would have died
no.
off so quick. And that was one of the problems with Yu-Gi-Oh! Back in the day, too, is like Yu-Gi-Oh! Got to a certain point and people were like, oh, okay, these are the rules. And then they started expanding it and making it more complicated. And now people are so turned off by it that like it's like, okay, this is too complicated for me. You know, I don't need that shit. But this was back when it was so simple and it was just battle your friends, do the same thing. I'm pretty sure it must have been your last video game party. I'm pretty sure me and Cheese Man battled each other and picked almost the exact same team without even realizing it. We just picked like the same Pokemon except for two, because that's with how you are now. It's like, yeah, of course we're gonna pick this team. Why wouldn't you pick this team of Pokemon for everything? It was just so fun. And every time I see a battle start and I see those two Pokeballs just come from either side, it just brings me back to a great era in my life. I love that game. The second one was great too, but the original Pokemon Stadium, it was forever amazing to me.
I love that choice, and I will refrain from adding additional comments
Sweet.
for
Perfect.
just a wee little while. My number five, I put Pokemon Yellow here. Now, I know people tie, red, blue, and yellow together. I actually don't have red and blue a part of the list, and they very easily could be. But yellow to me is just like, hey, well, Dan, what you talked about, where it was a reflection of the anime, right? You're basically kind of, it wasn't heavily like the anime, but there was it basically played along. Like, this is the only one where it's easy. And I didn't have, again, I didn't have a Linksys cable. I didn't have a lot of people that I could just go over and trade and stuff with. But this is the only one where you can get Pikachu, Bulbasaur, Squirtle, and Charmander right out of the gate, just progressing through the game. Just talking to certain people, and I hold that in high value. I understand what that Pokemon wanted to do, this connectivity thing, and that was a big part of the growth. I just didn't have that access to it. So Pokemon Yellow was it, following a lot of stuff with Team Rocket. A lot of the battles changed, but it was just a much more cleaner version of the original Pokemon game. And tremendous, just tremendously. Now, I've actually been replaying it. I have an emulator, like a handheld Game Boy shaped emulator, and I've been playing Pokemon Yellow on it, just because. So
Very good.
there it is. My number five, Pokemon Yellow.
Yeah, like I said, I never got to play Yellow as the original. I'm glad I had the Let's Go opportunity so that I could kind of have that updated experience for it.
Absolutely.
Very good. Number four. This is also going to be one that's like, it's not a cheat, really, but it's kind of a cheat, but it's not. It's Pokemon Go. Because look at what it started. That whole summer with Pokemon Go, where all of a sudden all these teams are popping up everywhere. Team Mystic for life, by the way. And everybody just walking around catching Pokemon together, being so excited that that certain ones popped up on the block and that they found them and got them. Like, there was a magic with that no one will relive. Like meeting your friends at the park at night and being like, yo, you want to catch Pokemon? Like, come on. That's something we never thought we'd be able to do. And when stuff would pop up, I have a great story of Eli and Tyler, my cousins, at Virginia Beach together, chasing a Snorlax like down the block. Because it was like just getting out of range and they were just running after it, trying to get it. And they got it. They finally got it.
That's what's up.
Yeah, but it was just what a time to be alive, man. It was such a great summer. And the fact that they still have it going now too, in a lot of ways, and they expand on it, is it's really, really cool to see. So that comes in at number four for me.
Excellent. Excellent. I will have additional. I'm sure we're going to have some. Well, there's going to be some close, you know, some maybe some similarities or ones that have already been talked about coming up. But I will have more to say about that in a little bit. So great choice, though. It definitely belongs on the list.
Thank you, my man.
Number four for myself is Pokemon Stadium, which you had basically just mentioned. I remember the first time I played this game was at Toys R Us in Wheatfield at the Summit Park Mall. It was right by the cashiers. So you'd walk in, there was the row of cashiers to the left, and on the farthest left, past all the cashiers, they had one of their game demo area, and Pokemon Stadium was in the it was ready to go. I remember just playing that. Like, my parents were shopping for somebody or something, and I just said, "All right, I'll be over here." And I legit played Pokemon Stadium the whole time.
Good move.
While they were playing it. And it was just so cool. You know, the ability to transfer your Game Boy characters that you have been working so hard to, and you plug them into your N64. Like, how forward thinking was that? Like, that's amazing. Like, oh, wow, the work I put in here is going to reflect in there, and I could go be somebody really good in Pokemon Stadium. Like, that's amazing. It really is. And I think it lets you actually play your Pokemon game on the N64. I think if you plugged it in, you could play it on a bigger screen, which is really cool. But a lot of fun memories with that. Always a video game night favorite. I always love to set it up because it's just a classic. And yeah, can't say enough good things about it. Like you said, Pokemon Stadium 2 was more characters, a lot more variety. Basically didn't change anything to the format, but for me, Stadium number one was the most relatable for me. So that's my number four.
Very good. I love that.
Thank you.
Oh, man, this is such a nostalgia trip. It's making me so happy right now. Number three, I just want to check. I think this is my number three, but I wanted to make sure. Yes. My number three is going to be OG Pokemon Snap. And it, again, another nostalgia game, another one where it's, you know, what's so great about this game for me specifically is it's so fun to play with people for the first time, especially if they're experiencing it for the first time,
Yes.
because when the Pokemon start popping out and you're like, oh my God, get a picture of that one, like, then it's fun. And then when you start learning how to navigate the levels and things like that, it's just a riot to play. My favorite will always be the volcano level, and just not even knocking the Moltres egg off. And just looking to the side where those Charmander are and getting like 18 of them there
Yes,
and getting them
yes.
all to mob you. Like, there's so many fun little Pokemon world building things like that
I love
when it
just
comes to it.
whipping the apples at them. It's great because that's like one of the best shots you can get because they always give you the bonuses for for having multiple Pokemon in. But it's
Right.
like the ha, which makes a little squeak noise. Ha,
And
it's just
it does like the arm thing too when you hit it,
yeah.
but it's either that or like you use the Pokéflute to make them crit walk all together because they'll all like stand in a line and start walking a certain looking like Kendrick at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, dude. That is a great choice. Great choice. I'm
Oh
glad to see
man.
somebody else who loves it as much as I do, because I will be talking about it shortly.
Yeah. Oh, so good. But yeah, it was just a fantastic game. I'll always appreciate it for the right reasons. That comes in at my number three.
Great choice. Great choice. My number three is, I think you already mentioned it, the Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu. When I
Yes.
bought a Switch, that was something I was zeroed in on that I wanted this game. And like you said, it is a reproduction, a remaster of Pokemon Yellow. But the great part about, which a lot of people didn't like this, I loved the Pokemon Go capture style. I was very fine with that.
I thought it was good.
I thought it was really cool. And like I didn't mind that. You still had the trainer battles like normal, but the fact that you get to walk around these three-dimensional environments that you know you remember from many, many years ago, not looking as detailed, It was just incredible. And also, you know, you can connect your Pokemon Go, all the Pokemon that you captured in Pokemon Go, you could transfer them to that game. As long as it was Gen 1, you could transfer them to that game. So that helped me out getting a lot of ones I couldn't find necessarily. So that helped. I'm trying to think what else. That's pretty much it. I still replay it. There's a lot of replay value when it comes to it, because you can find, there's specific trainers that have like level 100 of every type of Pokemon, and you can level up yours to try and get them to match it. I don't know if they're level 100, but they're very strong variations of the Pokemon. So I always thought that was a little nice touch to add some replayability, but there it is.
Yeah, it was super cool.
Yeah.
Like, super, super fun touch. Like, if you're gonna launch a system and have it really be like, you know, this century and forward moving and having it like that, don't you want to show the people from older eras what kind of things you can do with those games now? Like, what a great way to drag people into your product. Like that roped me right in when I saw it.
Yeah, that was great. I could not wait to. I think that was the third game I bought, but could not wait to get it, man. It was so cool. I love seeing people play that one for the first time that never played it but remember playing the OG. Yeah, it's just amazing. So.
So good. So good. Very, very good. So, my number two is going to be Pokemon Silver. You said a lot of great things about it already. I don't have a ton to add. The first time I tried playing through it, it was really annoying because the battery for the save was dead inside the game. So I had to restart it like six times before I realized, like, oh, this is the thing. But then once you, it's fun because you just expand on the next generation, right? It picks up and it's the next game on whatever you played, whether it was red, yellow, or blue. And it just picked up where it left off. You got new Pokemon. You kept playing through the game because we all just wanted to master it. Every one of us wanted to be a Pokemon master, and that was the expansion pack on everything. That was the first. Basically, these were just expansion packs every single time for a while. But it was just a blast. It brings me back to such a specific era of gaming. And like, just even dying to play it on friends' Game Boys and things like that, because I didn't own one myself for a long time. But just an incredible game. You said an incredible amount about it in a good way. So Silver comes in at my number two.
Great choice. Great. I'm glad we did gold and silver, which is always a cool touch. I like the cartridges a lot too. Like, I don't know. The cartridges were
Yeah.
painted cool. Like, yeah, red was red, blue was blue, and yellow was yellow, but there was something like, it almost had like a little, like a bit of a, not like a glitter. It might have been like a glitter feature,
It
like in the
was like
paint.
a glitter,
You know what I'm
yeah.
talking about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there was definitely some kind of shine to it and like sparkles with it. Like, they don't make stuff like that anymore. It's really good. It was
No.
really cool to see, even though it was kind of like a cheap plasticky looking design.
Yeah, it is. It's a great one. It is a great one. All right. So we are on. It's number two, right? Yeah.
Number two, yeah.
Jesus. This is where I have Pokemon Go. This is where I have Pokemon Go. This actually brought me back into Pokemon like full time. Like, it's been nonstop ever since. You know, there was a bit of a falling out period for me, which I'll mention. I mentioned on the YouTube show. I won't go too deep into it. It's not really that deep, but having like seeing this game and the way it brought people together and brought people outside was really cool. Like, obviously, I live in Niagara Falls, and the Falls State Park is pretty busy during the summer. I have never ever seen it this busy. Have not seen it this busy. Since Pokemon Go was released right out of the gate, it was crowded with people. People sitting at Pokestops just waiting for them to reset and hunting down stuff. I had a story about hunting down a Charizard in the Outer Banks. I'd seen it was near. I drove to it, and I didn't end up catching. The game glitched somehow, but there was a Charmeleon on the beach. behind our rented house, and I did get it there. And it was hilarious. We all paid for this dolphin tour, right? And there was no we didn't see any dolphins, but me and my cousins were all just playing Pokemon Go, and all the water Pokemon were coming up. We're catching Squirtles, Starmies, Staryus, which I think was a really neat thing that it took into account the environment that it was. You know, you're not going to catch a Charmander out in the middle of a lake or the ocean. It was just pure, pure water Pokemon, which is that's up my alley. So yeah, the insaneness of Pokemon. I remember going with our friend Vince, Anthony Nicomedi, who it's already been a year, just about a year today.
Can't believe that. Yeah, it was a couple days ago. It was a
couple days ago. With him, Chris Golo, and maybe one or two other people, and we went down Elmwood, and we're like, let's get together and do Pokemon Go, and we did, and it was fun. It was so much fun. And that is what Pokemon is all about. So Pokemon Go comes in at number two.
Excellent, excellent. And I already kind of know what's going to be at your number one because I think you alluded to it a little bit. But my nostalgia one too, for my number one is Pokemon Red. And let me give you some background too. So my mom never liked, shout out mom, I know you're listening. My mom didn't like us playing handheld video games when we were kids because it was a lot. You had too much access to it. It was so easy to get away with certain things and like all this stuff. So, when I started to get my own money, like I had mentioned before, and was like able to buy my own video games and things like that, I saw a Game Boy Color at this place called Game Craze that was in Tonawanda that I used to get my video games
I
from.
remember Game Craze.
Yeah, I used to like them a lot. I went to this place. I see there's a Game Boy Color. I was like, I could probably, get away with having one of these now. So I asked her, like, there's so much other stuff now, like the Game Boy Advance SP is out and like stuff like that. So I asked her, I was like, do you think you could take me over on Saturday so I could buy a Game Boy Color? She's like, yeah, I'll have to see her, whatever. And a day or two later, she came home and she was like, okay, I only said we'll see because I asked my boss and if he had one lying around and he gave me this. And it was a Game Boy Advance SP. Or not a Game
Oh.
Boy Advance SP, a Game Boy Advance. It was like a
Okay.
regular Game Boy Advance. So it was backward compatible with
Oh,
Game Boy
man.
Color games, which was great. So she gave me that, and I'll never forget. She gave me the Shrek 2 game with it, and it was actually super fun for the Game Boy Advance. But I went back and I was like, oh, okay, well, now I can spend the money I was gonna spend on a Game Boy Color on games. And Red was there, and I bought Red, and it was like, this is finally my chance to play a full Pokemon game. And man, it was so worth the wait. I will never forget. I think I used a guide a lot of the time so I could get like the full experience of playing the game. And because it was so old that at this point it's like, eh, who cares? Like, let's just go through it. And like, had Pokemon I just fell in love with, and it was such a great experience that was so worth the time I missed on that game as a grade schooler. Because honestly, my mom was right. I probably would have abused handheld games, knowing how much I love video games and how much I loved them at the time. Probably would have abused it quite a bit, especially as an adult when I have a Switch and I can't control myself sometimes. It would have been pretty bad. But it was so worth it. Of course, I had Charmander as my first starter because I wanted a Charizard to go with it. But it's such a fun experience, and really it made me realize why everybody fell in love with it from the beginning. So that comes in at my number one.
I love that story so much. That Red, that's really cool. I've always wanted to own a Game Boy Advance because it looks so comfortable to hold. I loved the design, like the wider design on it. And I used to, like, I don't know, it just It just like there's certain things that just feel and look cool to hold, and I feel like the Game Boy Advance is one of those things. It's really hard to describe.
You know, was it, you know what you would have loved for that was they did a Spider-Man versus Venom game for that that I bought and I had played. It was a fun game.
Was it that Ultimate Spider-Man?
It might have been what it's called. Yeah,
I think you could play as both of them in it.
Yes,
yeah.
That's what it was, because you could. It was like you would switch off in levels with them, which was awesome.
That's a really cool feature. I have on that Game Boy thing. Like I have an emulator, so I can play a lot of those. But yeah, I never like it's just not the same. Like I feel it's not the same as actually holding a Game Boy Advance, But all right, very good. My number one, you already kind of hinted that you knew what it was. I've already hinted at what it is, and it's Pokemon Snap. My mom loves photography. I grew to love photography. I have a very decently expensive camera, and I love taking photos, especially of animals and whatnot. And at a very young age with Pokemon Snap, I vividly remember there being commercials to go and play it at Blockbuster. And if you play it, you can actually print your photos. I never got to do it because by the time I got to Blockbuster, all the photo stuff, like they used like the photo booth printouts.
I remember that.
But they went through the film stuff so quickly that I never got a chance to do it. But I was like, how cool is that? What an
super
incentive
cool.
to go to Blockbuster. Not that you needed another reason to go, because it was such a great place. But here, go to Blockbuster and you could play Pokemon Snap and get pictures printed. I love the visuals.
I remember those booths. Like I remember those so vividly.
Yeah. So amazing, dude. So amazing. And like I don't know. Again, just the art of taking pictures, right? It was a points challenge. Points challenge, and you had to do certain things to see other Pokemon, to get better shots of certain Pokemon, to unlock new levels. One of my favorite ones I love is the hitting the Magikarp, right? You had to knock the Magikarp. I think it was on a cliff, like flopping. You had to hit it, and then it would come out as Gyarados in the waterfall. The volcano level you mentioned, right? Charmeleon's walking around at the end of the level. You throw something into it and knock him into the top of the volcano, and out comes Charizard, and you get this amazing picture.
Super cool.
And then you'd find certain other ones. Like there was the, you know, finding cool ways for Pikachu, right? The surfing Pikachu and all these different other wonderful little things. There was only 63 Pokemon in it, but I don't know. Just visually, the art style I love and adore. And it was just such a fun. It's one of those meditation kind of relaxation games. Like, I don't need anything too serious right now. I just want to go take some Pokemon pictures. So
low pressure. Like yes. Anybody can play it. Anybody yes. can play it and just take pictures of these Pokemon. And just the fun way they incorporated getting the pictures. I remember specifically in that first level, there's Lapras way in the distance at the beginning, and if you take pictures of her, she like. Gets more confident and then brings friends later on too, so you can have multiple in one shot. Like just fun stuff like that really, really made that game so replayable.
Yeah, it is absolutely amazing. So that is my number one, and that is mine and Dan's top 10 favorite Pokemon games. Dan, thank you for being a part of this. I'm glad, you know, it kind of obviously I hate when one of us can't make the episode. But it timed out well that Brian couldn't make this one, for his own, you know, for, he had his own, personal reason to not record this week. So it lined up great that you and I got to do this. We're recording this the day before Pokemon Day.
This was great. Real quick, I want to tell you my favorite Pokemon story before.
Yes, please.
We go off the air, and it's a hilarious one. So, my friend Jamie, who I mentioned at the beginning, it's funny. I'm going to sandwich the episode with stories about him, and I didn't even realize I was going to do this. But he was he's a former Marine, and he used to live down at in St. Mary's, Georgia. So I went to visit him a few times while he was serving down there and while he was stationed there. And the one trip specifically, Me and another one of our childhood best friends, Mikey, and Jimmy's cousin Corey, all flew down together. We had a great trip. It was such a fun time. But while we were down there, Jimmy had multiple Game Boys. He had a couple of different colors or whatever. I know that his sister had had one that she did not use anymore. So he ended up with a bunch. So he had that, and he had, I think, yellow, red, and blue. Like, he had all of the original ones. So Mikey goes at one point, he's like, why don't we each take a Game Boy? We raise up our Pokemon as much as we can, and then before we leave, we'll battle each other to Jimmy. Jimmy's like, yeah, okay, we could do that. So Mikey starts grinding. He's really, really grinding on this whole thing. And I think I can't remember which ones they chose, but let's say that they, for the sake of this story, that Mikey had red and Jimmy had yellow. So Mikey's grinding, 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 like really going at this. I'm not seeing Jimmy doing a ton of it. Like, he's barely even picking up the Game Boy. So at one point, like the first day, like Mikey's really grinding. Like, he's through like two or three gyms. And I'm like, oh shit, like he's getting good. And I look at Jimmy, I go, Jim, he's like gaining some steam. Like it might be a battle for you. He goes, oh, I don't care. I'd just trade the Pokemon I have on blue over to red when I go over there, and I'm just gonna beat him that way. So I start laughing, thinking that's gonna work. The next day I go, wait. I was like, Jim, if you don't have a certain number of badges, they don't respect you. And he's like, oh shit. So he grabs it, and now he's grinding. Now he's going as fast as he can. They get to the final day. He's at a decent badge state where some good Pokemon would listen to him. He trades over all the Pokemon from that game onto the cartridge. They battle. Jimmy barely beats him. He beats Mikey, but he just barely beats him. And he goes, and like after it, they both breathe, and Jimmy extends his hand. He goes, you gotta make me a promise. It's like right now, he's like, I won, right? Like, he's like, no matter if you find something out after this or you do it, I won this. And he's like, yeah. So they shake hands, and immediately when they let go, Jimmy goes, I traded over all my Pokemon for It was so funny. It was like the most, you wouldn't understand it unless you were from our generation, like what exactly that meant and how betrayed you would be by someone else doing that.
Oh my God. That's incredible. What a
So
swerve.
good. And
What a.
we were like 20 years old at the time too. We're not like kids anymore.
I love that so much. That's a great Pokemon story.
Oh, it was
And
awesome. So good.
all right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for the Pokemon list. Please enjoy Pokemon Day. Celebrate it. Cherish it. Remember it. If you don't necessarily like it anymore, just embrace that part of you, the younger version of you that loved Pokemon. So just embrace it. Go all in.
Love it.
It's
That's it.
basically the best way to go about it. It's like, I don't know. Like, I feel like a lot of people grow old and they like, oh, I can't like, I'm not, I don't like that anymore. No,
Right.
you used to
Embrace
though.
it.
There, yes, just
Embrace it.
embrace it. But there it is. Thank you so much for listening. Please check out YouTube. Subscribe to Eat Sleep List. We're posting reels all the time now, or well, they call them shorts. We're put, brand new videos every Monday and Friday. And of course, as I mentioned, this Friday, the Pokemon list, where I talk a little bit about it, and then I rank my 10 favorite Pokemon. Heavily edited, not heavily edited, like I put stuff into it. So please go check it out and make me feel good about all the work I did. But that is it. Thank you so much. And on behalf of Dan and I, till next time, do you even list?
So you wanna be a master of
Pokemon?
Do you have the skills to be
number one?
I wanna take the ultimate step, find the courage to be bold,
Pokemon.
To risk it all and not forget.